Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. She responds to Luinishmas and Biyakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Ayin Aleph. The Mishnah Amud Aleph brings in Mechlokes, and it brings the Shiloh. What happens if someone is Magdish Es HaSodeh? He was Magdish the Sodeh. Did he Magdish everything or not? Rabbanan say Yigdish is cool. Rav Shimon Noyme Magdish Es HaSodeh Lo Yigdish Ela Es Chorv HaMurkov VeTzodeh Neshikbo. Only these trees, the Choruv, which is the carob tree, and the shikmo, which is the sycamore tree. These are the two trees that are yoinik minasodeh. As the Gemara goes on and explains, based on the Rishbam, they're yoinik minasodeh. They nurture from the land so much, so they are being mugdish together with the land. But not any other item that's mentioned before in the Mishnahs. Rashi, in Erechin Daf Yudalit, he adds more. He says that the reason why these specific trees are mentioned, because they're very old and big, and they nurture from the tree, from the land, more than any other tree. These are the specific two trees which are connected to the Ekdish more than other trees. Once in a while, you find a sefer that you never heard of. And I was working on the shir in this daf, I found a sefer called Ben Hey Aleph, based on this Tana, whose name Ben Hey, who wrote it as of Dovi Rappaport. It was a big darshan in Europe. And there he brings Drushim and the Drush Hasheni. He goes on to say something based on this Mishnah. It's very interesting to find a Drushi based on Mamash HaPashada HaHilchas HaMishnah that has to do with what's the Das of Adam Mehekdash. So he brings the following. He brings a Medrash that there was a Goy that came to ask him Shur ben Kocho. That when Moshe Rabbeinu met Kiviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the first time, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nigla Elov, he was Nigla Besneh. Right? The Sneh is a small bush. So he asked the Goy, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mizgala Moshe Rabbeinu from a Sneh specifically? So told him Shur ben Karcho, and if it would be Mizgala from a Choruv or a Shikmo, so then you would also ask you why a Choruv or a Shikmo. But not to give you any answer, I have some answer for you. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not Mizgala min a Sneh, you would think maybe there's something in the world that doesn't have Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to show you there's no Makom Panui without Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even a Sneh has the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming from it. That's the Medrash. So the Sefer Ben Hehe goes on with, brings us, Kederech HaDashonim, brings about 12 questions on these Medrash. But one question he brings is, why specifically he's asking him from a Choruv and a Shikva? So it shouldn't be a Sneh, it should be a Choruv and a Shikva. Like, what are you helping me? He's asking, why a Sneh? What is he saying, Choruv and Shikva? And what is the answer that he's saying? I want to show you there's no Makom Pani below HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to show there's no Makom Pani, so why a Sneh? Just open land. Well, what's the point of you showing me a Sneh? So he goes in by Arichus, again, Kederech HaDashanim, to say Avort. But he says Avort, he starts by bringing our Mishnah. He says, what do we see in our Mishnah? That a Choruv and a Shikmo are connected to land more than other trees. So what's going on, the Goy is telling the Rabbi Yishu Mekocha. We have over here Moshe Rabbeinu meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the first time. You want to show him that there's a connection, the shaykhis of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a very strong connection. The same way you see over here that the Sneh has the fire in it and the Sneh is still surviving, that connection. You want to show me a connection, so show me a Choruv HaShikmo. Because Choruv and Shikmo are the trees that are the most connected to the land, as we see in our Mishnah. So if that's the point, to show you how that you're connected, so we should take an example of these trees that are connected to the ground in the strongest way possible. That's the Shiloh of the Goy. Rabbi Shur ben Karcho wants to tell him is, there's a message over here. Because what the Sneh is a bush of thorns. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to show is that even when you have in Klal Yisrael, people that are Choytim, he brings the Medrash that says, the Am Yisrael in time of Mitzrayim, they were Dal Toirin, they were saying Lashon Hara. So even if you see by Am Yisrael, people that are not, seem to be that they don't have any mitzvahs, they're thorns. Even there, there's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even there's the labas eish, there's a fire in these koitzim. So I specifically want to show you that connection in a place where you think you have no connection. That's why I use the dugma of the Sneh more than the dugma of Choruv HaShikmo, even though based on our Mishnah, Choruv HaShikmo is the better example of trees that are connected to the ground. Beautiful Jewish Ayin Sham can put in the Maar Mekoymis how he goes on to explain a little bit more the details of this Medrash. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.